What is up, guys, and welcome to Navigating Preteen Ministry. I'm so glad that you chose this podcast of all podcasts to listen to, wherever you are, in the car, at home, doing laundry, or procrastinating something else, kind of like I am. Yeah. It's like that. We all have those days, and we are here now, and that's all that matters. So today, I'm super excited. We've got a lot of things going on. For our shout-out today, I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that Kids Matter is doing some pretty big sales on their website. This is coming out Thursday. They've been putting them out all week, so you might have missed a few. It's okay. There's still a few days left in the week, so go ahead and check this out. I'm going to link you guys to the store. Make sure that you guys go check them out. They've got worship videos. They got pre-service videos. They got games. They got a ton of stuff going through, so make sure you go check out those deals because we love you guys, and we want you guys to be able to use these resources to minister to students well. Now we're going to jump into her story. It's a dark one. It's a deep one. You guys may know the pain, the immense suffering and just inability to comprehend. And story is my closet, my ministry closet. I actually have two. It's twice the pain. Guys, my closet is a disaster. Kind of what sparked the rest of this podcast today. Just a few things, but guys, I think someone might die. You heard me talk Monday, if you listened to the Nugget, about organization. Yeah, it's because of that, dude. My closets are a disaster. Now, here's the thing. This is my defense. We don't have a ton of storage space. We have a great building with tons of utilities and tons of use. But one thing that we missed on the design was storage space. We've got two small storages. And it's ugly, guys. I'm not organized well. It doesn't look good. I don't know where things are a lot of the times. There's stuff everywhere. Tables. Yeah, it's bad. But I wanted to say that to relate to you guys. I am sure that at some point or another, you've had a messy closet, cluttered desk, things are going crazy. Whatever it is, I want you guys to know that we are all in it together, okay? Your messiness, your whatever does not define your ability as a minister. Don't let that get you down, as I try not to let it get me down as well. Yeah, pot calling the kettle black, aren't we? Yeah, this is pretty much the ultimate pot calling the kettle black kind of podcast for me here. But anyways, we're going to jump into it, guys. I want to approach ministry organization today. Now, we're going to go beyond just the physical items and look at some other things. But I want us to look at if our ministry is organized well, because here's the thing, ministry is complex, okay? The average day of a minister can look like so many things, okay? We can meet with a volunteer, we can be prepping curriculum, we can be gathering props, doing a puppet show, buying 800 mustard packets, talking to the XP about why we bought 800 mustard packets, returning 400 of those mustard packets. Who knows? We're kids ministers, okay? We're preteen ministries. We deal with a lot, okay? The thing is, staying organized in all of this is absolutely vital, guys, okay? So, organization, like I said, is pretty much my Achilles heel. Like, guys, you don't want to see my desk either. I'm talking about my closet. Like, my desk isn't much worse. I've got, like, a tub of cheese balls, tape measure, postcards, and a poor dead plant, and so many other things all over my desk. So, yeah, we're not even going to talk about that or the closet, but here's the thing. The deeper I get into ministry, the more time I've spent, I'm closing in on a year now, the more I understand the importance of organization. Like, with organization, we are able to go from frantic ministry trying to stay afloat to one that is smooth, well-oiled machine, okay? And so I'm going to break it down to three categories, because of course we've got to break everything down into at least three categories. So when we talk about organization, there's three kind of subcategories of this. So there's systems, okay, organization of our systems, organization of our people, and organization of our things. Now these three things are independent, right? They're separate categories, but they all feed into each other, and it's important. And the big head honcho of all of this is systems. You see, with systems, we are able to create organization in all of these categories, beyond even people and things. There's other things in our ministry that we need to take care of. Systems help cover that, okay? So as an intern, before I began my preteen pastor position and everything, there was like a motto that they would tell us interns, and they would tell us that our goal as an intern was to learn how to create and continue systems that allow for effective ministry, okay? So in my internship, we really focused on systems. How can we make a system? If we are doing a thing, how can we make a system to make it operate the best, okay? So having a good system is literally, it can be a lifeblood of your ministry if you do it right. So let's get some examples here, okay? One of my biggest ones right now is volunteer recruitment, okay? I don't have a great system that effectively allows me to intake, recruit, and retain volunteers, okay? So I'm in the process of creating and growing that system, okay? So part of it is user error. Part of it is creating a system that works for me, guys, when it comes to these volunteers. So systems are really personal. They're set up personally, right? They can't be the same system for everyone. So I want you guys to, when you're thinking about these systems, not try and mimic somebody else's system, but come up with a system that works for you. For example, the old preteen pastor, the way he organized props, the way he organized his to-do list, the way he organized all of that is completely different than me, okay? I've got like 3 sticky notes, on your desktop, and I change those and have like weekly needs and then like monthly needs and then high priority loop. It's confusing for anybody but me, right? However, the reality is a system is not supposed to be a one come one all, everybody works, right? It's supposed to be what works for us. And so when we dive into these systems, we have to be thinking about how are we going to create something that we can replicate success with, okay, guys? Because the reality is a system is like a habit. And as we grow this habit, we are able to do it more and more effectively, more and more subconsciously, right? If you look at all the scientific data about habits, and if you've read those books, these habits are formed and we're able to do them more effectively once we get them in our system. So we create these systems, we create this flow chart or whatever you want to do that allows you to do something more effectively and replicate it, right? So it keeps you on a familiar track and it allows you to replicate your success, guys. And they can be a place for anywhere in your ministry. Maybe it's your curriculum, maybe it's your Sundays, your new students, your budget, your volunteers, whatever it is. Our systems need to be set up in a way that allows us to replicate it, right? Just like my Sunday mornings, I have Sunday mornings. Set up those chairs the same way every single time, okay? So remember these 2 things. I've gone over them already, but I want to reiterate them, guys. Systems don't take place of human interactions or human elements or unseen events, okay? So for example, if I'm creating a volunteer recruitment system, it might work for 90% of the people, but there's going to be people who are different, who are going to get caught in the system, who are going to need help, or are going to need to be worked with or whatever. So remember that your system is not a one come one all perfect for everything. Don't let it box you in. Don't let it keep you from being an effective ministry. And number 2, different methods are going to work for different people, okay? My to-do list is different than other people's, right? Sticky notes on a desktop are different than notes in a notepad are different than whatever there are, okay? So don't think because it works for someone, it has to work for you. At the end of the day, just make sure that you have these systems, have them written down so that you can duplicate and recreate them, okay? And then jumping into number 2, guys, people. People are important to have organized, okay? And so we're going to break it down into 3 categories. I go over these categories all the time. Students, parents, and volunteers, okay? How are your preteens organized? Do you know who's new in your ministry? Do you know whose birthday is coming up? Do you know who just lost a parent or a grandparent or somebody sick in their life, right? Do you have a way to put people in a triage type scenario, right? Because the reality is with ministry, we love everybody the same, but not everybody can receive the same amount of time and treatment, okay? And so those who are in the most need will get more attention than those who are doing great, right? And that's just the reality. It's not that we do not care. It is that we are able to focus our our resources and our attention to people who need it the most. What about your parents, okay? Do you know whose parents are new? Do you know whose parents are struggling? Do you know whose parents might need a scholarship for camp? Do you know who, you know, what's going on with your parents? Are you able to organize them in groups of people who are, you know, eager for their students to grow and who also need somebody to come alongside them, right? Are your parents organized? And are your volunteers organized? Do you know who can do what? Do you know if there's a way for them to call out, right? Can they call out? Can they block out dates they won't be here before they come, right? Can they put them on a calendar? What can you do with your team to organize them, guys? When we have people organized, it can make a huge difference in our ministry efficacy. It's a big word. I hope you like it. But it helps you know who needs what, who can do what, who you can count on, and who needs support, okay? So, once again, while we love everyone just as much, organizations having systems that help us organize people especially will help us give our attention and our focus to those who need it most. So, going back to systems, guys, can you create a system that effectively organizes your people so that you can minister the best you can? When we keep these people organized, we can ensure that we are loving them the most, okay? And finally, stuff, okay, guys? This one is maybe seemingly the least important, but at the same time can have a huge impact on your ministry, okay? This is my Achilles heel. It's bad, okay? And I'm talking, when I say stuff, I mean like your closets. Are your closets organized? What about your desk? Is your desk organized? Your files? Is your computer organized? Is your checkout stations organized? Like, how are you organizing your stuff? And as you guessed, we're going to go back to systems, okay? Do you have systems to help you keep organized? Or like does your stuff go in a certain place at a certain time? Do you have bins with your wigs and then your costumes and then your props and then your subcategory of props, right? Do we have like food in one bin, weapons of mass destruction in another, whatever construction stuff? You know, are you organizing in a way that allows you to replicate that organization, okay? So one of my biggest issues with my closet is that I'm organizing it, right? And I'm organizing it probably once every 2 or 3 months and it gets dirty again and again because I don't have a system right now that allows me to effectively take things out and put them in a repeatable manner, okay? Part of the issue is that I'm cramped in there and that it's just frustrating and annoying to get in there, but part of the issue is that I'm lacking the system and I need a better system to get it in there, okay? So are you doing that? Are you replicating organization each time, okay? Are your files like organized and ready to pull out, right? Do you know where your month's receipts that you got to turn in for your credit card are? Do you know where the sign-up forms for your camp are? How about background checks if a volunteer needs them or a volunteer application, right? Is your stuff organized, okay? Because the reality is when we're organizing our stuff, we are able to minister so much more effectively because we have more time. You see, organizing our stuff saves us time, right? Imagine you're going to gather your props for Sunday, and you know exactly where that prop loaf of bread is, along with the fake bundle of wheat, the Bible tunic, the sword that you need, the belt that goes with it, and that wig, so you can create your whole entire Sunday skit, right? And you know where it is, and you grab it, and you go, and you're done in 10 minutes. Guys, that would be a dream, okay? But imagine the time you're saving. And then imagine your ability to tell other people, right? Maybe you have an intern that's working with you over the summer. Maybe you have volunteers that help gather props. If you can tell them where it is, you are able to delegate more effectively. So knowing where your stuff is, knowing where it's organized, will save you time, okay, guys? So organization with your stuff is vital. It allows you to spend your time doing other things. And overall, organization is vital. It saves us time and it allows us to minister more effectively. It allows us to bring people in. It allows us to see the needs of others. It allows us to ultimately be a better pastor, right? Because an hour of organization can ultimately lead to hours saved a week or a month or days in a year, right? We can save so much time when we are organized properly. And when we save this time, guys, we're able to go from desk work to people work. We're able to focus the hours we would have spent with the unorganized things, and we're able to orient that into our people, into our ministry, and to those around us, guys. So make sure that you are diving in to what it looks like to be organized and to be creating systems. So running through these three things real quick one more time, guys. Do not forget that systems, right? That's going to be the mother of your organization. When you can replicate and redo what you have done over and over again that is effective and it works, then you're going to be able to do things at a much higher rate, okay? If I try and recruit a volunteer a different way every time, I'm never going to be able to master or be effective at it because I am constantly changing and having to learn new ways of doing things, okay? Number two, make sure your people are organized. How can you love on your students better by keeping them organized? How can you minister the parents better by keeping them organized? How can you keep your volunteer team more on track by keeping them organized, guys? A simple spreadsheet with a color code combination, right? Or even notes, just open notes beside a student's name can help you a ton, right? And then finally, stuff. This one may seem menial, may seem, you know, not worth it, but the reality is time saved is time that we can put into other people. So don't take it for granted, guys. That is all I've got for today in organizing. Next, we're going to be talking about delegating, which is going to be fun. We're going to see how we can delegate with people and with students, especially preteens. I am excited about this one. There's going to be some similar themes and some new things that I'm excited to bring to the table. And with that, I will see you guys next Monday for the nugget. Don't forget those nuggets, guys, as we dive into something that you can do each and every week. With that, I will see you guys later. Peace.